Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Fictional Heroism. Things sure got strange with that large hulking purple guy at the pizzeria, didn't it? And now Bud's run off on his own, so we don't know what's going to happen next. You might notice some differences in the sound effects for this episode, and special thanks actually goes to Nick of our podcast because he has started to learn some of the other trades for editing an episode, so he did the sound effects for this one to give me and Brian a little break. Our promo for this week is Breadgate and Wolf. It's a fun Monster of the Week podcast involving a shady thief and a very free with his words werewolf as they investigate mysteries in a small town.
Is this thing on?
Can't you see the red light? God, how bad are your eyes?
I can see the red light, but no one said to talk.
Hi, I am Marie Redgate, and this is...
Angus McRae.
And we fight monsters, because those are real.
The boogeyman that you fear, they're real. That thing under your bed, it's also real. But we're here to fight them.
Kick their ass, but, you know, that's close enough.
Do you even literally think we should be doing this?
I mean, who would believe a couple of monster hunters from a little town called Hendrix, which we're stuck in, thanks to you?
Thanks to me?
I would have been gone a long time ago if I still had a car.
But I guess you shouldn't have drove it off a bridge.
We interrupt this bickering to inform you that we are Redgate and Wolf, an actual play Monster of the Week podcast.
Wait. Why is it Redgate and Wolf? Should not be Wolf and Redgate? I do all the work, and as she talked about kicking ass, I do that.
You wouldn't be able to go anywhere to kick ass if I didn't drive you there.
Drive me. You drive me crazy.
Find us on your favorite podcast app now.
And now, on to the show. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Fictional Heroism, Five Nights at Goodman's. I have with me my guest. Introduce yourself, guys, in case Gregory, our listeners, have forgotten since the last time.
Sure, I'll go first. My name is Jason. I keep for Memester of the Week, and I am playing Alexander Bishop, the Demonic.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ray, and I use he, him pronouns, and I am the keeper for $2 creature feature. And this week I will be playing Bud Avery. And to give you a Bud Avery fact, he's the monstrous. And one time he found the Spear of Longinus. And he pawned it off for a Mark McGuire rookie card.
Just keeping in theme there with the baseball cards, eh?
Yeah, I mean, he really likes them baseball cards.
That makes sense.
It's honestly impressive, but also I can't hear Spear of Longinus ever without just thinking, like, Spear of Vaginus.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but I had the same thought.
That's a different spear.
We've already gone off the rails, guys.
We're not even out of the intro.
Note to future self, this episode is going to be rated R.
Alright, and you know what? This is actually perfect for me. Hello, everyone. This is Brian, and I am playing the ever-fun angel, Raj. And fun fact about Raj, he did not know that Bud Avery sold the Spear of Longinus to a pawn shop. He told him he lost it at the Dead Seas. So he's been searching there for the past 20 years!
That's great. You've heard me a couple times in this intro, but this is Andrew. I play the character Bjorn on the Thornvale podcast, and here I am playing the character Wily Meowser, a cartoon cat that apparently has a TV show and animatronics that are made after him and his gang from the TV show, and kind of a Chuck E. Cheese style thing going on, and it's getting interesting in here, that's for sure.
When last we left our heroes, they had investigated... Well, they quote-unquote investigated the pizzeria where a recent employee had been murdered and got into some shenanigans as... Well, you got an angel, you got a ghost, you got a cartoon cat, you got one human on the team. What were you expecting to happen?
I'm sorry, guys. I had to make the joke.
We have one half human between the four of us.
Not very many regular types here, that's for sure.
After investigating the restaurant, they heard a crash outside and were alarmed to find that their ride had been permanently marred for the rest of the adventure as something had burst out of the front seat. Following the trail of carnage, they encountered a large purple rabbit, which after some corralling and observation, the party was alarmed to discover was their driver, Larry, changed into a large, hulking purple rabbit who had been menacing and chasing a strange man that they had met previously at the hotel, who was very grievously injured and was still standing despite having his chest. As Wily, Raj, and Bud tried to corral their transformed friend, Alexander interrogated the young man, who revealed himself to be a current chosen named Gabriel Hickey, who said something about that the creature was looking for his successor. It was all kind of unclear at the time. After a number of failed shots and corralling by Wily, Rash managed to expel whatever had transformed Larry from him, and the gang met back at the hotel with their new companion, who explained that he was basically walking around because he had something to do and he couldn't rest until it was done. But he had been refusing to do it because apparently whatever was going on, the party discovered, was that he was there to pass on his weapon to the next chosen. But apparently something in the area was hunting the same person, a young boy named Troy, that Bud had managed to scare away from the pizzeria. And as the party realized this, they were starting to leave. And I have a luck roll I need from someone.
I'll do that.
Oh, okay.
I'll take that. First roll of the game. Here we go. Oh, that is boxcars, double sixes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. So I now obviously have narrative control over this entire situation. I'm stealing the throne from God with this luck roll. That's what luck rolls mean, right?
No, it's more if something happens before something, or something happens before something else happens. In this case,
yeah.
Wily, your phone rings.
Okay, I will definitely pick it up. It is cartoonishly large, by the way.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like pulled out of like a back pocket and it's like the size of my head and couldn't have possibly fit in the pocket.
It's like the end of those actual like phone receivers from the mid-90s, but it is completely detached with no cord.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's like those big like blocky handset ones. It's got like a little like antenna thing that I have to pull out on it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Wily, you hear your friend Mercedes on the other line. He goes, Wily. I found out something.
Yeah. What is it?
You know that place you were guys, or you the place you guys at with the thing, the what was it? Goodman's Pizza.
Yeah, we're still there.
Wait, are you guys still there? I thought you went back to the hotel.
Did I?
Yeah.
This is Andrew. Yeah. All right. I'll retry that. We just left there.
It's not real.
Not real. We were just there.
No. I looked up the address. There's if you look back on the articles, it like appeared in the like last 20 years. But when the place was open, it was a showbiz pizza. Like it was like the that stupid rat with the nose and the buck teeth we kept on seeing on the TV.
Ted Cruz? Sorry,
Holy shit! I'm sorry, that's not even there.
Sean, please keep it in. For my sake, please keep it in. Oh my god. Amazing.
We just hear an ethereal voice mention that.
Wiley's just gonna say, so you're saying that the place isn't what we saw? It's different?
At least as far as I can see, it just started like around, from what I can see, is a like I guess there's a TV show that Larry mentioned, but as far as I can tell, it should be a Chuck E. Cheese, and as she says that, the lights go out in the room. The phone cuts dead as electricity goes out throughout the entire hotel. What do you all do?
Oh, I think Wiley's just going to turn to the other guys. Can we? Is it like lights totally out, so it's like black right now?
Yeah, it's totally black. Like it's like the power went out in the whole hotel.
Would it stand to reason that I have some kind of flashlight or no?
Oh yeah.
I would pull out a flashlight and just shine it around, and I don't know if they know what was going on the phone, so I would just tell them, I was just on the phone with Mercedes. She was saying that the pizza place isn't what we thought it was. It was a different pizza place, but then the lights cut out when she was telling me that. It seems weird.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go with that. So, you're telling us that the place that we were wasn't actually real?
Yes. And when she told me that, the lights here cut out, which seemed kind of too much of a coincidence. I don't know. It just seems weird.
Rash draws his flaming sword, and he pokes the wall with his flaming sword.
The wall lights on fire.
So the wall catches fire.
Well, Raj is now convinced that this place is indeed real.
How bad is the fire? Do we need to put it out before we move on?
Yeah, you probably need to put... Oh, yeah, that also reminds me, Ray. How far did Bud Lee leave when he left?
I don't know. He left in the middle of a conversation, so how far do you want to say he got?
Oh, no.
Man, we just had another conversation, too, between me and Mercedes, so even more time passed.
And he can walk through buildings and stuff, so he's probably, like, beelining it to where he thinks the kid went.
You know, actually, you know what? Could you roll me a sharp, quickly?
Yeah. Let me just... All right. 7 on the dice plus 1 is 8.
All right. I see something... catches the corner of your eyes. You're flying away. The sign for the hotel that everyone was staying at just went out.
Huh. That's weird. But I can't let it stop. I have destiny to do.
So for me, the player, is the hotel that we're in, is this like an Overlook Hotel situation, or is this like a Motel 6 situation?
I'm not sure the first one. I'm thinking it's a Motel 6.
Okay, like the doors open to like open air, essentially.
Oh no! Like you walk into the building, like it's a walk into the building type.
Oh okay.
Okay, but it's not like a nice ritzy place. It's just a kind of a standard, you know, run of the mill hotel.
Yeah.
Bud quite literally walks into the building.
Yeah, not quite a motel, not quite a Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Then, Alexander will kind of just, like, peek his head out the door of the room and take a look around. I'm going to investigate that mystery.
All right.
No, my name's Mr. Ray.
Gosh, shit.
Nice.
That's a 4. That's a 4 with no sharp. So,
spent all those good rolls on the luck roll, eh?
Yeah, I spent all my luck trying to usurp God,
and all I got was this T-shirt.
I think it's like Alexander. As you head in, you kind of go out to look into the hallway. You're greeted with a face of a large man eerily glowing purple with yellow eyes as he just yanks you into the hallway.
Oh, damn, I was going to do a bit where I, like, shut the door. I was like, nope, not that.
You didn't see me.
Raj wants to try to protect someone.
All right. How are you doing it, Ryan? How is Raj doing it? Is he, like, rushing in? Just so we know what the flavor.
Okay. The minute he notices, like, a hand going to reach for Alexander, he takes the dawning of, like, a old black woman with rollers in her hair and goes, "My baby!" and leaps to just jump in front of Alexander. So he just gets grabbed.
All right. Roll that bean footage.
Oh, no. Even... Oh, no. I tried Alexander, because even with my plus two, that's still only a five.
Yikes.
I mean, on a failure to protect someone, that just means that you get in trouble with me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. How's that play out, God?
What's our fate now?
Okay, this is gonna go bad.
Oh, no.
Because, you see... the figure just kind of grabs both of you by the arm and pulls you forward into a grapple, and you take one harm. But this isn't the terrifying part. The terrifying part is that someone roll me a luck roll one more time.
Oh, no.
Should it be one of the two of them, probably?
Yeah, it'd be one of the two of you.
I was going to say, should it be somebody who's present?
I'll let Raj do this.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You got it. I believe in you. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. That's actually, I rolled a 9.
Oh, so there we go.
Why couldn't I get that first time?
Okay, that's good for you, Raj. It's not good for Alexander.
No!
Oh, well.
So, the figure is wearing a torn security uniform.
Markiplier?
As it throws Raj away, and Alexander, you feel a grip onto both of your arms with both arms, and it starts to pull. You get the sense that you probably want to get away from this. You want to get out of this.
Yeah. Can I act under pressure?
Yes.
Quite literally.
Okay, so that is a 7 plus 1. That's an 8.
Okay, I think... Let me double check my rules. Make sure. I think you can get out of this, but you're going to take negative 1 moving forward because you managed to wrench your arm in a bad way, so your shoulder's kind of, it's not ripped off, but it's kind of popped out of the socket, if that makes sense.
Yeah, dislocated.
Or you take harm in the process of pulling your arms free.
I'll just take the minus 1 forward. I'll take the minus 1 forward on that.
I think if he does this, you just kind of kick back and you're just kind of like trying to get away, and you manage to kick it in the jaw. And it's strange, like it seems to knock it back as you fall and you land on your shoulder, and it kind of, you hear this.
Yeah, this like sickening popping sound of bone dislocating from bone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I do something at this point?
Yeah. You guys saw this, that Alexander looked out, someone grabbed onto him, Raj tried to hop in the way and got yanked out, thrown past the door, and then you see Alexander fall to the ground.
Okay. I think that Wily, as he sees this all kind of play out, this thing is obviously attacking the rest of the group. I think he's going to pull out his 9mm pistol and shoot at it.
Okay.
His cartoon pistol, I should say. It's not cartoonishly big, though, like the phone. This is like a normal-sized pistol.
All right.
Wouldn't want to be too crazy. So, let's see. I got... Ooh, nice. That's an 11 plus... 0 tough, so that is still an 11.
Okay. I think you kind of hop out and you fire at this creature. And here's the weird thing. You see it kind of stumble back, but you can also, you also notice the ricochet of the bullets. Like, it's knocking it back, but it's not doing any harm.
Okay.
As it's being pushed back. And I think as you're getting a better look on it, you can see this guy has like wavy hair, and you can get the impression that this probably was your contact that you guys were supposed to talk to.
Oh.
Because
He kind of looks like him, and he's wearing a security uniform.
Hmm.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You hear a growl in the other direction as well.
As in, like, the other end of the hallway?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Do I get a 10-plus effect still on that, or is that kind of narratively, you know, I'm getting this information as the...
You can still do it. You still do a 10-plus.
Okay. So I didn't see it, I can see that it wasn't really harming it. I think what probably makes the most sense is gaining the advantage. Like, I knocked it back. So I'd like to think that Alexander has a +1 forward to his next action because I kind of got this thing to move back a little bit. So that's what I'll pick. +1 forward.
Okay. Yeah, I think you kind of shoot. You even, like, one of your shots even hits its eye, but you still see the ricochet effect, but he's still being shot in the eye. Even Superman, if you shoot him in the eye, it's gonna, like, he's gonna blink.
Yeah. Okay. But I hear this sound. I'll look towards that other sound. Do I see anything?
You see another one of these figures down the hallway heading towards your location.
Another purple figure?
Yeah, and it kind of, like, whips its hands out to the side, and you just see, like, tyrant style claws forming, and it's dragging across the wall heading towards you.
Okay. Is Wily and Alexander close to each other for Raj to attempt something?
Wily was in the room still, but, like, he was probably close to the door because he would have been trying to see what was going on in the hallway as well. So I'd say we're probably kind of close because he was right outside the door, so.
All right. This is very good because the minute that growl happened and Raj saw that tyrant claw, you just started to hear a nope, 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 nope. And Raj has just been walking very fastly up to you guys and puts a hand on both of your shoulders and goes, Raj Skidoo, we can too. and he activates Angel Wings.
Nice. I love that move.
All right.
Awesome.
And guys, this is actually really good because I just rolled an 11.
Nice. So we don't get separated or anything.
Yeah, we go exactly where you want to go.
And it has to be a place I've visited before. We're going straight to the parking lot.
All right.
Wait, which parking lot? The hotel parking lot or the Walmart parking lot? Okay, okay.
Hotel parking lot. Hotel parking lot.
I just realized something. Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, no.
So, yeah, you guys teleport outside. There's a party member, or at least there's someone with you that's missing. And Gabe looks up in...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Looks into the hallway. And sees these two figures advancing. Everyone abandoned him.
Well, it's not our problem. I'm alive, and that's what matters.
Oh, Raj is just going to once again just yell, you see what being a chosen gets you, son?
He didn't choose this. That's not what chosen means.
Don't we kind of need him?
It's chosen, they just didn't say what he was chosen for.
Raj just looks at Wily and just goes, please don't make me go back in there.
I mean, we can get him out the window or something, can't we?
Raj just looks at you with a sad face. Looks back at the room and he's going to try to go Angel Wings back.
I have an idea while you go ahead and do that. Raj, how did your Angel Wings go?
I rolled an 8. No!
Well, wait, hold on. With the rules of Angel Wings, do you have to roll on transporting yourself? I don't think you do.
I don't think you do.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, you
just roll when you're carrying someone with you.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, okay.
As you do that, I'm going to go ahead and use Trick of the Eye on our hotel room.
What does that do?
And it's my little invisibility spell that I used last time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So roll plus charm. Ooh, that's... Okay, it's an 8. So it doesn't quite work. They can be seen or heard, but not both. So I'm going to say that the creatures can hear what's inside the hotel room, but they can't see it. But Raj, you wouldn't know that.
Okay. This still works because he did want to see... Because right as he's going to pop in and grab our... poor frightened party member that we left behind. He just wants to look at these purpley bastards and go, shuck it long, shuck it hard.
What does that do?
Yeah, oh, that's the name of his move.
he's just telling him to suck it long, suck it hard as he's teleporting out of there.
It's a custom move.
I think as you teleport in, you see Gabriel kind of hiding behind a wall and they're looking around the room and he's just totally confused because you see they look right at him, but they don't notice him. And he's like jaw dropped and he's just like, he's holding his whip and he's just kind of confused and he's just like, it's kind of like, the raptor scenes where he's literally just standing completely still in the room.
Oh my goodness. Oh, wait. Okay. So he's standing still. So then, Raj really needs to actually be smart about this, which he's not. Hello, gentlemen. Looks like I'm a little late for the party, but I'm gonna have to borrow your dancing partner there, and I'm diving to grab him.
I think Abe just kind of looks around the corner, like he just looks like he gives you like a dirty look, like you asshole.
Raj is just like, yes, this is great. It's like, hey Gabe, quickly grab onto my arm.
he does, and he pulls you get close, and he says, I will remember this.
We came back.
Raj is just like, oh dear. I'll add you to the list. And he's going to attempt to angel wings them away. Now it's time to see if we can get away.
Oh no.
I rolled a 6.
Oh no.
I'm using a luck point for this.
Play the jingle.
Yeah.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Jake, save us! Gotcha, Raj.
I think this luck roll plays out as you grab onto him and you're just tense with everything. And for a moment, you guys see Raj and Gabriel teleport in the middle of the air outside. Like they're gonna fall, and then there's another sudden bamf, and they're just, you hear a thud inside the van.
I think Wiley will go up to the van and open up one of the doors. Look inside.
They're crumbled on top of each other.
Well, at least they made it out.
Ah, familiar feeling, huh, Gabriel?
Wait, how do you know about that? He looks at you.
Alexander just winks.
You hear Raz just yelling, I need an adult! I need an adult!
You're hundreds of thousands of years old. You are the closest thing to an adult we have here. Oh, God.
I think that Wiley then looks back towards the hotel and he just says, I guess this is our cue to make a getaway, right?
Was that you guys here two crashes as the window to Gabriel's room is smashed open, and the two figures land with a thud outside.
Yep, yep, in the car. Get in the car. Go.
Yep.
Now, let's go.
And Wiley will get in the driver's seat and drive off if everybody gets in. Do I need to make any kind of roll to escape them, or are we, like, far enough away?
I would say act under pressure.
Okay.
Because you have Larry as the driver, so I think...
Right. I'm not the normal driver, right? Right.
Yeah, it's not for your height.
Okay. I am a cat, whereas he's a rhinoceros, so that's probably a fair point. That is an 8 on the die, plus 1 for a 9.
Can I help out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find me some, like, blocks of wood or something to help me reach the pedals, or,
I reach into the back seat and I realize, like, oh wait, you have these, like, storage books. They're like old VHSs of your show.
Oh yeah, I love that.
All right, and that's a 9 plus 1, so that's a 10.
All right, cool.
All right, yeah, you throw the VHSs up front, and then Wiley hits the gas and you guys tear out.
Nice.
And then let's move over to Bud for a moment.
Alright, so I want to roll read a bad situation so I can see or investigate a mystery. To see where I can find him.
Let me look quickly. I think this would be investigate a mystery first, then read a bad situation.
Yeah, I think so. Alright. Oop. Alright, that is a 9.
Alright, on a 9, you have one question.
Alright, where did it go? It being the child.
Why does Bud have to say it like that?
Because Bud is like the Mandalorian, and he is on a constant hunt for the child.
Yeah, I want to see the baby. I want to see the baby.
I only got about an episode into that, and then I fell asleep. But...
Damn, do I love Jango Fett.
Yeah, I love that Jango Fett. It was awesome.
Raj was just confused when he was watching it with Bud, because he stayed awake, but he was wondering why was it called the Mandalorian when it was all about the baby.
I think you go back and you follow your tracks, and you find that you're just looking in windows down what is it? Lore Valley Drive, and you recognize a familiar coat at the corner of Lore Valley Drive and Lana Alta Drive.
I recognize that coat. Alright. Read a bad situation now?
Yeah, I think, and then as you're looking, I think as you go to it and you're looking around, and we're doing the read a bad situation to see what you notice.
Yep. Alright. That is a 6. So, mark experience, yeah.
Rough stuff all around.
And I don't think Bud notices anything.
Okay, I'm a 6. Why do I do a 6 for that? Because... Actually, you do notice something, but you're not going to like it.
Okay.
But I think as you start to land, a shadow falls over you. Do you turn around?
Yes, I'll turn around.
There are several large purple figures advancing towards you and the house with yellow glowing eyes.
All right, now which one of you some bucks has one eye and one horn? Because then I'll know who the people eater is.
Oh, nice.
Fucking genius.
All right, I'm going to kick some ass, and I'm going to do a magic blast.
All right.
Oh, wait. That is a 7. 6. 7. 7. Yeah, 7.
Okay. And how much does your magic blast do?
It does, 1 harm, ignore armor.
All right.
So I think, he's going to do some, like, magic-y-esque gestures with his hands, and then he'll go, alakablam!
Okay, I think you blast into the first figure, and it knocks him back, and one of the other figures... actually, what are the tags on your magical...
One harm magic and ignore armor. That's it.
And it knocks the one of them back, and then one of them just whips out a hand forming that tyrant-like claw, and they're gonna scratch at you for 3 harm.
All right. Well, joke's on you, because... Ow, ow, okay, this really hurts. Why does that hurt?
The figure kind of chuckles.
All right.
And he pauses for a minute, and he kind of frowns like, we devour power like you, little ghost.
Little? Well, now your limbs are fighting words. And I'm going to charge up a blast, and then I am going to run. I'm going to, like, make it look like I'm about to attack, and then I'm going to, like, run in the opposite direction.
Okay, that sounds like an act under pressure.
All right.
He is initiating the ultimate Jonathan Joestar defense. Run.
Ooh, that is a 10.
All right.
So I like the idea of me, like, charging up this blast and then, like, throwing it up in the air and then running between them down into the ground and then coming up behind them and going, nainer, nainer, nainer.
Okay, yeah, I think you do that. It blasts, and they you just see him kind of, like, all form claws and just... instinctively swipe down, and then as you get up and you're doing the neater neater neater, you see their claws are stuck in the ground as they growl and they're trying to pull them out.
I knew it. You can't catch me. Hey, you want to hear something freaky? Viggo Mortensen is 63. Ian McKellen was 61 when he played Gandalf in The Fellowship. How does that make you feel?
I'm sorry, Andrew. The person needs to just that is crazy.
I know, right? That was the fact that I saw at the beginning. I'm like, oh, I'm going to save that for later.
Yeah, that is so weird. Yeah, oh my goodness. I'm about to share that with people.
Yeah, right?
Wow. I bet he's still, like, incredibly handsome, though.
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
that dude has probably aged like fine wine.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I think if you take off, can you read me
Yeah, I was gonna say, do I need to read a bad situation to kind of see how to protect the victim?
Actually, roll me a sharp. Let's just do a normal sharp roll. Okay.
All right, that is a 10. Because for some odd reason, I'm rolling really great on my worst stat.
I think as you're running, you notice a strange figure across the street watching this. The things don't seem to be reacting to them. They're wearing a purple hoodie. It almost looks like it'd be a teenage girl, but you see the flicker of yellow eyes as she watches this, and she turns in your direction as you sleep before disappearing into a cloud of smoke.
Okay, well, that's ominous as hell. I'm still gonna read a bad situation.
Okay.
That's a 6. I level up.
I think you don't pick up anything, but you kind of get a weird vibe of something looking at you, but you can't piece what it is.
Okay. Yeah, this is still ominous. Just for the record, of those who are keeping track at home, I took unholy strength. So now I use my weirdness instead of tough whenever I kick some ass.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm gonna... my main objective right now is just to keep the attention of the purple people, but not let them, I don't want them going after the kid.
Oh yeah, they're turning to follow you.
Good, good, good. And I just want to play the absolute best game of, keep away. So I want them to be as focused on me as they can. And so, I'll be making out calls like, "Ree! Ree! NASCAR! NASCAR! NASCAR!" And just running around them as much as I can.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I think they're kind of following you around, and then they're heading out. And it's strange, they are following you more. Actually, roll me investigate would it be investigate a mystery or read a bad situation? It's harder than this. I guess investigate a mystery would be best.
Alrighty. That is a 9.
All right. What is your question?
Let's see here. What's being concealed here? Yeah, I want to check in on, because I saw the girl disappear, and, I got these bozos chasing me, but, I really want to know, what's the bigger thing at stake? Like, who's watching me?
I think you get the sense, every once in a while, you kind of feel a push in the back of your head, and you realize whatever's watching you, you kind of get this feeling, you're a ghost, so you don't really have anything tangible for it to lock onto. And you kind of get the sense that the feeling in the back of your head is it's trying to put one of these in you and make you into one of these, but just how you are and what you are, it doesn't really work, because whatever these things are, they have to be living. And as this is happening, you kind of get a sense of what's going on, and you hear it, you hear whatever this force say, "Get him, my children. If I can't make him one of you, he will not stop."
What now? You don't want to make me one of you? I get gas really bad. Even as a ghost, it's not pretty. I one time stuck out Raj, and he's like an angel. He's got that God smelling power, and he just said it was quote, "worse than the plagues." And I'm not sure which plagues he's talking about, or if he's talking about all of them, but you do not want me to be a part of you, especially not in any small groups. No, this is a bad, bad idea.
You see them kind of just turn at you and stare before they start glaring, and they're just going to rush at you.
All right. I'm going to keep going with my idea of running and dodging, but I'm going to start blasting. And I'm gonna use my kick some ass.
Okay.
That's a 7.
Okay, I think I'm trying to think. Is if you're running and blasting, what a 7? And it's 1 damage arm, right?
Yeah, 1 damage, no armor, magic.
Okay, I think you see the one you hit before get hit again and knocked back, and the other two just start, one of them kicks into a fire hydrant and it just breaks it off, and the other one picks it up and tries to hurl it at you.
Oh no.
And it hits for 1 harm, or no, well, 2 harm, I think would be 2 harm for, is it a fire hydrant?
Yeah, but I also have immortal, which means when I suffer harm, I suffer 1 less harm. Awesome. Oh goodness, I don't even know why did I stay corporeal through that. Bud's probably kicking himself. I could have gone through all ghost-like and just let it fly through me. But I think his move now is he's going to make it obvious where he is. And I think he's going to start shooting blast in the air. So maybe hopefully the rest of the team can see him.
All right. I think that just kind of happens. And the rest of you, you see these blasts into the air. What do you do?
Well, dang, that's quite a predicament. Bud's off on his own, just like I was worried about last ending episode, and the party's found out that the restaurant they were at, it doesn't even exist. How is this going to end? If you've enjoyed this program, please check us out on Twitter at Dungeons Pop and follow us, and we'll be posting other stuff there. There's a link to our social club where you can join up and get a chance to play on your favorite podcast. If you really enjoyed our show, please feel free to review us on your favorite podcast chaser of choice. It would really appreciate it, and it helps us know that people are interested in listening to these programs.